Now it's time to go fourth down, baby. Let's go.
Fourth and goal.
Down and distance, fourth and goal. Of course, we talk parenting on fourth and goal each and every week. And this week, with school almost being out, it's time to talk about summer camps and where kids can go and what they can do over the summer. Some great activities and some camps that are available here in the city and in the suburbs of Chicago. And we're going to bring in the founder of ChicagoKids.com, Sue Zeller, to give us some information to our parents to talk about some of those great opportunities for those that might be looking for something for their kids to do this summer. Sue Zeller, welcome in to Down and Distance.
Thank you.
So let's get right to it, Sue. When we talk about this, I think the most important thing that parents are looking at is affordability. Give us an idea of the range of some of the camps that are on the Chicago Kids website.
It's all different ranges. I think if you're looking at weekly camps, I think on the lower end, maybe around $200-$300 a week, and that can be all the way up to, you know, $500-$700, you know, for a day camp type of situation, whereas overnight camps, of course, can get even more expensive. So there's really all sorts of ranges and prices that are out there.
So I'm looking at the website as we speak, and the one I'm looking at all the different categories. The one that jumps out to me is farms. Do you have a lot of kids that are interested in being on the farm and seeing what that life is kind of like for camps?
That's not a camp category, actually.
Oh, it's not?
That's a category in our Places to Go directory where you can actually find farms to visit.
Oh, okay. I was wondering because I was like, man, if kids are nowadays, is this the new in thing where the kids are going to want to be on the farm, but from the city life? I mean, sometimes people want to see that.
That might be a great idea in the future, but I want to ask Sue to give us a little bit more background on the website and how she got started with ChicagoKids.com.
Sure. The site's been around for over 14 years. So we truly were one of the first online resources for parents in the area. So we focus on places to go and things to do. So not a lot of articles. You know, you're not going to find how to get your kids to sleep or how to sneak vegetables into their foods. You're going to use our site to find places to get out and do things. So we've got a big calendar of events. We have a great database of different family-friendly destinations. And we have a resource guide that includes kids' activities, classes, and that's where our camp guide is. We have a huge camp guide that's probably been the top source of camp info around here for more than a decade now.
Well, Sue, I know growing up, you know, going to camps was a big deal for me, and a lot of sports camps, and that was just the being in those activities. When you look at are there a lot of sports opportunities out there for these kids? And are you seeing just the numbers of kids wanting to get into sports grow in the summertime?
Mm-hmm. Tons of sports camps. And we've got different camps for almost any kind of activity you can think of, for boys, for girls. There's camps for baseball, soccer, tennis. There's even horseback riding camps, tennis camps. So really any kind of sport your child might be interested in. Rowing is even a category. We've got archery camps. So really any kind of sports interest a child might have is pretty much covered, definitely.
So what are some of the most popular camps on your website?
Well, it's interesting. The day camps are typically the most popular camps where kids can get a variety of activities and, you know, arts, crafts, outdoor. But we've noticed this year the next most popular category has been our science and technology camps. And you may have noticed in the past year or so, especially, these STEM programming and science and coding programs have gotten really popular, and it's definitely been reflected in the traffic to our camp guides. So after day camps, those science and technology camps have been the most visited ones on our website. And then after that, the sports camps and the performing arts camps are the next most popular category of camps there. So,
well, Sue, you're telling me that we're talking about the techies are taking over of the sport categories now?
Well, the techies are taking over. I don't know. You know, it's just reflective of the traffic to our site, so I don't know if it's actually, you know, indicated with the sign-ups, but we've got more traffic to this camp category than we've ever had before.
Wow, that's amazing. But it does. You got to look at the times. I mean, well, that wasn't probably even available as when we were all growing up. And now just that these kids have that available to them, to me, is huge.
If I was a parent and I was looking on this website, how comfortable would I be looking at this and saying, you know, this is on ChicagoKids.com and this is a credible camp, and I don't have to worry about my child's safety or something happening to my child when they're in the care of the people over these camps. Is there a process that you yourself and some of your staff go through to make sure that the people that place events and camps on your website are credible?
Well, our goal is to be a comprehensive resource guide. So we want to make sure we're offering information on all the different options out there that parents have. That said, we don't have a vetting process for the camps. You know, we certainly would never, you know, guarantee your child's safety somewhere because we don't have any type of way to guarantee that. But we do try to list everything on the site. So it is up to parents to do that background research and you know, make sure before they sign up they're looking for reviews or other information on the camps and, you know, contacting the camp and doing their homework. We do offer on our site an ability for parents to leave reviews for camps or for any other of the content on our site, so you might want to look and see what other parents have said about a particular camp.
Well, since you get a chance to kind of be a part of this and see that all the different camps in the Chicagoland area, for a kid who is maybe a little bit young and parents maybe not want to send him to overnight camp, what is that age that you start to see these kids going to overnight camps?
It seems to me that the youngest is around like 8 or 9. That's when they're starting, and it really depends on the kids. And a lot of the overnight camps offer sort of like a try it out period. So maybe the year before your child might go to camp, they might offer like a 3 or 4 day family camping experience or a shorter experience for kids to give it a try. I know people who have sent their kids to camp and they were there maybe for 2 weeks with the option to extend if the child was comfortable extending, so they could either stay or go. So there are ways to get your child into it gradually to make sure they enjoy it. And I think 8 or 9 is probably the youngest that they're starting that.
Okay, Sue, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to throw you back in time to Sue Zeller of 11, 12 years old. And if she had ChicagoKids.com around that time, what camp would she want to go to?
Well, first of all, Sue, hold up. She's only like 19, right?
So, right,
of course.
Right,
so
exactly.
We're not going back that far.
Well, actually, what's funny is when I was 12, my best friend who lived across the street, we got together. We had a camp for kids. We went around with my little brother's phone book of little kids in the neighborhood, and we knocked on doors because that's all you could do back then. We knocked on doors and we recruited kids to come over. We created a curriculum and we had 3 weeks of kids coming over for an hour a day. I think they each dropped off $1 for their stay with us, and we ran a camp. So
wow.
That's what we were doing.
Man, this was like the vision from when you were younger.
I guess so, in some ways. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Well, Sue, once again, we thank you for joining Down and Distance. And before you go, why don't you give a little bit more information to people out there that might be interested in coming to the website and also placing the events and camps that they're having at their particular venues on your website? How can someone place an event or a camp on your website?
Oh, absolutely. You can always drop me an email first. That's the most direct way to reach me, which is sue@chicagokids.com. But then if you go to our website, there's a nice navigation at the top with a tab that says calendar, and people could just roll over that, and there's an option that pops down that says submit an event. They'd have to register to do so, just to kind of keep track of things, but you can, through that interface, submit whatever information you want, an event. We approve things and review, and then we post them and get them into our calendar or onto our website.
And they can also follow you guys on Facebook as well, right?
Absolutely. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. So, yep, and they can join the site for free. You can use the entire site without being a member, but if you do sign up, you'll get our weekly newsletters, and then you'll be able to submit events. You can enter contests when we have them, and you get to use a special feature we have that's a personal planner. So when you find an event or a camp or anything on the site you like, you can bookmark it and then always go back to see the things that you've saved.
Well, Sue, you know what? You are going to have someone on your website tonight submitting an event and also signing up so I can be a part of that that personal clan. I got to have that. I got to know what's going down. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.